In the week following the death of an asylum seeker on Manus Island, Federal Immigration Minister Scott Morrison spoke at the National Press Club today with the intention of restoring integrity and public confidence in the Department of Immigration. Pamela Kerr from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre told The Wire's Jordan Curtis she's not so convinced that's a possibility.
How can you claim integrity when, as a minister, he is instructing the department in his power to do everything possible to punish people in detention in order to deter them from coming? Every possible measure that he can legally instigate in order to make asylum seekers' lives as difficult as possible is being done.
Could the government have made their anti-people smuggling policy better for legitimate asylum seekers?
I think it's pretty clear that the rhetoric around stopping people smugglers is just that. The main game is to stop people arriving by boat in Australia and seeking asylum. And you've got to ask the next question, why do we in Australia think that we are so special that in a world awash with the victims of war and persecution, why do we think that we have no responsibility to accept the few people who knock on our door seeking our protection? We're supposed to be a middle-range power as part of the global community. We've signed the international conventions as a good global citizen. Why do we think that we can breach those conventions with impunity? What we've done is we've used our navy to push back boats. We've put people in danger in these orange capsules and forced them back to Indonesia. We've taken people off boats in the high seas and transferred them to naval ships and taken them back to their country of origin, Sri Lanka, without a proper process, without finding out whether they had a valid refugee claim. So we've placed their lives in danger. This has been the worst of years for Australian human rights policy.
Have you noticed a decrease or increase in asylum seeker numbers coming into Australia?
Yes, there is a decrease of coming in because we've got naval ships blockading Australia and stopping them by force from entering the country. We now have ever more what they call ALOs, Australian Liaison Officers, patrolling the airports of the world, checking the passports of every non-white, non-blue-eyed, non-Australian-looking person who attempts to board a plane to come to this country for tourism, for business, to study, for all the myriad reasons that people enter this country. There are Australian ALOs based around the world ensuring that no one who looks like they might seek asylum gets to get on the plane. So, yes, we are seeing less people coming, but that's not a sign of success.
Pamela Kerr from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre speaking with Jordan Curtis.